The Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Reach out and respond.
Do you remember the story of Naaman? In 2 Kings, even if you don't know the chapter and verse, and maybe the name is not that familiar to you, you know the prophet Elisha. No? You know the prophet Elijah, and you know that Elisha followed him, was his successor, right? I'm sure you know all this. I'm sure I'm teasing you. In 2 Kings chapter 5, there is this encounter between the prophet Elisha and Naaman, the army commander of the king of Aram. And he was this high-ranking official, right, with a lot of power, but found himself a leper. And he was looking for some freedom from this, and he finds that there's a prophet in Samaria. He thinks, well, if I go get permission from my king to go and see this particular prophet, Elisha, then maybe he can cure me. And just to summarize the story, he sets out, he goes to see Elisha. The prophet Elisha tells him something very simple, to go bathe, to go dip inside of the River Jordan a few times, and that will heal his leprosy. And he walks away mad. He walks away irate. I came all this way, and he wants me to bathe in that dirty river. We have better rivers where I come from. We have better, and he wants me to do something so simple and so ordinary. I love this because his servants will come up to him after Naaman is told to do something so ordinary, and he doesn't like it. In fact, he gets offended and starts to head off. And his servants say, wait a sec, wait. Let's think through this. If he had told you to do something really extraordinary, you would have done it. But he's asking you to do something really simple. Could it really hurt? Why not just try it? Just do something very simple and ordinary, and maybe this is what you need. And maybe this prophet has power from God and he can help you. And so Naaman does, and he's cured of his leprosy. And then and God's made known, right? I mean, what a beautiful example. The reason I'm sharing it with you is that our lives follow a similar pattern, your spiritual life and mine. Because we have big afflictions. I know you do. You have big struggles and great challenges in your life. And maybe there's suffering, maybe there's trial, maybe there's been different things you've had to go through that you never expected and you're not sure you can get through them. And oftentimes we imagine, if only we found the right remedy, and it's probably something very complex and complicated, because everybody's doing ordinary things. What I want is something more sophisticated, complicated, something, some big novena, something long and drawn out, and I want all of this. When in fact, God wants us sometimes to do the ordinary things, and to do them with great love. And to discover in doing the ordinary in an extraordinary way, to discover that he's with us, present, that he can heal us, that he can perform miracles in our life. I was thinking about this in part because of in a particular blog post I read a couple years ago. And it was not an interview per se, but Patty Armstrong was writing at the National Catholic Register about Father Vincent Lampert, who was at the time, I don't know if he still is, the designated exorcist for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. And he was offering advice to help people who are experiencing some kind of demonic influence, harassment, oppression, different things that maybe you don't need specifically the help of an exorcist or of an exorcism, but that you feel attacked and you feel like the evil one is there. First of all, let's recognize that that's an important discernment to make and sometimes difficult to make. A lot of times we attribute to the evil one particular challenges and struggles we have when they could easily be explained by sin and by the world itself. I'm not saying that the evil one doesn't exist and doesn't, try and foul us up in the world, because he does. But the fact is that we have to discern that carefully. So what do you do? What is Father Lampert's advice to protect yourself? And this is, to me, I mean, just beautiful, important, classic, solid spiritual theology. That first of all, you go back to the basics. You get back to what seems really, really simple, but you do it well. You pray, you go to confession, and you go to mass, and you do these things devoutly. And in fact, I love how he says, you know, if you're doing these things, the evil one is already on the run. The devil's already fleeing from you. The devil can't stand the beauty of the mass. The devil becomes so frightened and afraid before the mercy of God that's made manifest inside of the sacrament of confession. It's not to say that these will cure all things, and that's why we have the sacramental of an exorcism. But for most cases, deepening your spiritual life and doing the ordinary things and doing them well is going to have positive, profound impact in your life. So sometimes, like Naaman, we can want to go out and find some extraordinary solution to our problems. Like Naaman, oftentimes God himself, either through his prophets, through other people, through the church herself, will say, in fact, what you need to do is something rather ordinary. It's something rather simple. And like Naaman, we can become upset. We can imagine that that's bad advice. We can try and figure out how we can do something better and more extraordinary. When if we could just get back to the basics, if we could attend Mass with more reverence, be present and make avail ourselves of the graces made present to us in the sacrament, if we could realize what a devout prayer life can do for us and the protections that it will establish for us against evil. By the way, these habits, these good virtues, these particular practices that will help us against the evil one will also help us against the wiles of the world and the temptations of the flesh and the other sources of evil that are out there that might affect us. They're much broader than just protecting us from the evil one. So if you're thinking, well, that's fine, Father, for people who are feeling afflicted by the evil one, but since I'm not going through that, I can coast. And my prayer life seems, all right. You know, at least I feel fine with it. And I feel like I get to Mass enough, when maybe we need to go more. And I feel like I get to confession often enough because I'm not that much of a sinner. Or, you know, we make all of these, you know, excuses and justifications. My encouragement to you, I'm not trying to say you have to go more no matter what. I'm just saying to you, be open to the opportunity, that the fact that maybe you could do more here. And maybe it could help you, not because the evil one is going to attack you, but because the world has a lot of temptation out there. Or maybe because what your guardian angel has been helping you with in your own temptations of the flesh or of your own heart coming out, maybe he's going to allow you to experience more temptation so that you grow in dependence on God. I'm just saying that getting back to the basics, doing the ordinary in an extraordinary way, is always one of the most powerful, most profound ways that we grow in the spiritual life. And as much as we want something radical and dramatic, as much as we want some solution that's really big and over the top, sometimes just getting back to those simple, ordinary things, seeing how God loves you so much, seeing how God cares for you so deeply, seeing how God wants you to be present to him and he wants to be present to you, that can lead us to make the evil one run from us, to make temptation flee, and to protect us from evils that might be there present. Okay, we are in the middle of our pledge drive. So glad that you're joining me here in St. Joseph's Workshop. And if you haven't donated, I'd encourage you to call. We have some gifts even, some perks that you can get when you call, and our pledge drive team is going to tell you about that right now. In the meantime, know that we need and love your support, and we want to keep sharing the gospel. So consider it, pray about it. I'm Father Matthew. More coming up here in St. Joseph's Workshop right after this.